For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. And news today, dangerous wind chills continue through tomorrow morning with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors. Wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. If you believe that you have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, never rub the area as that can damage the tissue even further. Voters are casting ballots to narrow the field in a three-way race for Wisconsin's top education job. The Post is at the forefront in the battleground state of the national fight over school funding. The top two vote-getters in today's primary will advance to the April 1st general election. The incumbent, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley, was first elected in 2021 with the support of Democrats and teachers' unions. But this year she faces a challenge on the left from Sauk Prairie Superintendent Jeff Wright, a two-time Democratic candidate for State Assembly, Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and advocate for the private voucher school choice program, is backed by Republicans. Polls are open today. Statewide race says that's the main one, and there are many local and also in some regards, some referendums across the state of Wisconsin. Polls will be open until 8 o'clock this evening. Governor Tony Evers will deliver his 2025-27 biennial budget from the Assembly Chambers in the Wisconsin State Capitol tonight. Evers' remarks begin at 7 p.m. and will be live streamed on the governor's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Evers has already revealed portions of his budget plan, including an overhaul of Wisconsin's corrections system, dealing with PFAS contamination of Wisconsin's water, and investments to support agriculture and reduce the costs of childcare. Republican legislative leadership and the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee will hold a press conference following Evers' address. Richland County is currently dealing with what to do with the now empty college campus. The County Board of Supervisors developed a campus reconfiguration committee to research possibilities. A firm was brought in to evaluate the state of all the buildings, and unfortunately, the news was not good. The state passed legislation to award $2 million to closed campuses, but unfortunately, that is just a drop in the bucket for what Richland County needs to make the buildings viable again. Assembly Representative Tony Kurtz was one of the authors of the bill to reimburse closed campuses. He took a tour of the UW-Platteville-Richland campus last week with County Board Chair Dave Turk.
I was a little disappointed on the way UW, and I'm actually being very kind when I say disappointed. UW left a mess out there, to be very honest with folks, and so I'm actually going to have a meeting with UW System President Mr. Rothman next week concerning that, because it is entirely unacceptable the mess they left out at that campus. And I am being very kind with my words right now, because when I got done touring the facility, I was actually pretty livid, because what they left out there for it's like, you know, when COVID hit on, you know, 17th of March of 2000, everything basically shut down. Mm-hmm. It kind of looked like one day they were working and the next day they just literally walked out, and it's like you could go back and start teaching a class there right now. And it's just very disappointing the way UW System left that facility right now.
Kurtz was on WRCO's morning show yesterday. I asked him about suggestions that he might make to Rothman.
First of all, they need to clean their mess up. I mean, I think that's job number one, just the way they left it. And we'll go from there. Like my staff, after I got off the phone, I kind of had to calm down a little bit, because I got probably 50, 60 photos on my phone that I'm going to share with Mr. Rothman about what they did out there. And so we'll go from there. But I think they need to do a lot more than they're doing right now, that's for sure.
The Richland County Board of Supervisors will continue to be updated on the campus and its future. A man is dead after a snowmobile crash in northeast Wisconsin. Oconto County deputies say a 55-year-old man from Mequon crashed his snowmobile into a road sign on Friday. The crash happened near the town of Mountain. Officials say the driver apparently lost control of his sled and slid off the trail into the sign. The crash remains under investigation. The victim has not been identified. The Wisconsin State Senate is once again considering postpartum care. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State Senator Sarah Kieske of the 14th State Senate District is a co-author of the bill. She was on the morning show last Thursday explaining why it is important to everyone.
What we know is postpartum care, the knees aren't only in the first 60 days for the mom. And we need healthy moms so that we have healthy kids. So if they have a medical issue, if they have a mental health issue, those need to be treated well so that we have them functioning well, both for themselves, for their newborn and any other children, or maybe their workplace. There are many things that happen postpartum that have an impact. And some of them are just not going to show up in the first 60 days. So having access to this is really, really important.
She adds it is supported by both parties, but one person seems to be holding it up.
Last session, this bill was presented in the Senate and it was passed 32-1. So bipartisan support. We are hoping that it comes to the floor again in the Senate and in the Assembly. One of the big issues is there is the leader of the Assembly. His name is Robin Voss, the representative, that has said it is unlikely that this bill will be seen on that floor, which means there's no way it could be passed because he won't let it be seen.
Kieske has a fundamental issue with the Voss stance.
I believe if we are the voice of our constituents, there are 132 of us total, 99 assembly members, 33 Senate members. We should all get to vote on something that is this important and has bipartisan support. And not only bipartisan support, but support across the ideological frame. We have people both pro-life, pro-choice. We have all kinds of people that are supporting this. And so this should be something that's voted on. But we have one person right now that is standing in the way for even it being presented to a floor where 99 people would have the chance to vote on it. That would be the Assembly. And then if it doesn't get passed there, we can't pass it, even if the Senate does. That's disturbing. And so if people want our government to work, it has to have these situations addressed so that the voice of the voters, the voice of your elected leaders are able to take votes on things for you or votes against them. That's fine. I mean, if it doesn't pass, it doesn't pass. But to not have it even presented to have a vote, I think is despicable, frankly.
State senators heard testimony on the issues of postpartum care from medical providers last week.